Blog Talk Radio.
Verse 1 and read it all until we have finished. What I want you to do, you mothers and grandmothers, most of you are young enough to be my daughters, go and wake up your children and tell them to listen to their second granny or grandma read the Bible. It will be a learning experience for them as well as for me. So, let us start reading at Psalms 25, verse 1. It says, "Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress." Transgress means to break the laws that God gave to Moses as well as the prophets and whatever statutes he gave. It says, "Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths, and your paths are the ways that he's talking about." Verse 5, "Let me in your truth, lead me in your truth, and grant your second granny will make mistakes or errors, although I will try to tell you what's written in the Bible. And sometimes I will tell you what I think. Nonetheless, let's read with in Psalms chapter 25, verse 5. Lead me in your path and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Amen to that. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. Again, transgressions means breaking the law of what Moses was given as well as the prophets. I've lost my space. Verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to your mercy. Remember you me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way. The meek he will guide in judgment. Meek people are those who are obedient to the words that are written in the Bible. And the meek will he teach the way. Verse 10. All the paths, more than one with an S on it, of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant. And a covenant is a promise or a contract agreement. And his testimonies. Verse 11. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon. Pardon means to forgive mine iniquity. Iniquity, that's sin. For it is great. What is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the ways that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. And we, like folk, are his seed. If I remember why, I will tell you after I finish. Verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. That's his promises, or what's written in the Bible. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the nest. And you say, what nest? The mess that this world is in nowadays. It's being governed by those who hate us, and this world is in a mess, if your mothers and fathers would tell you. Or if you look at the news, if you have cable, hopefully you will get Fox News, CNN, and BBC World News. That's what I watch mostly. Let me pick up reading at verse 14. Again, the secret of the Lord is within them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn you unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Desolate means empty or alone, and afflicted means oppressed or distressed. And we black people are in the United States. At least I am, and most of those black people that I know are. Verse 17. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring you me out of my distresses. Amen, Heavenly Father. Because we are the children of Judah, and we don't realize that. And I have very few listeners who listen, and many of them don't believe what I'm saying. But I have been reading this Bible in earnest for the last 6 years. It will be 6 years come next month, August the 11th. And then I will start in my seventh year on August the 12th of this year. Verse 19. You know what? I'm going to read verse 18 again. I don't think I read that. Look upon my afflictions and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. That is true. Look at how these white police officers in the United States of America are killing black people without cause. Most of them do not have weapons on them. Verse 20. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity, another word for that is honor, and uprightness preserve me, to keep me, for I wait on you. Redeem Israel. Redeem means to vindicate, deliver, or recover Israel, O God, out of his troubles. Amen, amen, and amen. We black folk in the United States of America who were brought to United States as slaves. I hear that some white folk down in Texas want to make like we were, rewrite history books that to make like we were brought over here. We came as indentured servants, but we were not. We were brought over here against our will. And that's just my view, and it is true. That is part of my testimony. If I get to heaven, when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell our Father who looks like us. Read Genesis chapter 15, verses 13, 14, 15, and 18. Our land is from the Nile River to the Euphrates, and he is one to put us back there, although there are some people there who say they are Jews, but they are not. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of Psalms 25 that I have just read and made several interruptions. And let me just say this before I go into prayer. I want you to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. You'll read that those who say they are Jews, and we are the Hebrew Jews, the real ones, those who say they are Jews, they are not. And then I want you to go into the book of Deuteronomy. It's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. It tells you that we were brought here on slave ships. And I want you all to read the Bible like I have. And I have come to, I just finished reading the book of Luke, and I was shocked and amazed at Luke chapter 3, especially when I got down to Luke 22 to the end of Luke 3. It shows that Esau, the Edomian, is not in Jesus' genealogy, but we are the children of Jacob. Not only that, we are the ones that God made. He made our father, Adam, from the dust of the ground. He made us in his image. And the white man said something very vulgar about this young black woman who is an actress. Father, I want you to know that they are making fun of us, and you made us after you. And they are not in your Bible. I don't know who they are or who made them. I look at the History Channel a lot, and they are always seeking, digging archaeology and all this stuff. Who are their parents? Who are their family? You left this Bible to us. Let me now say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, have mercy upon us, your people, who Satan has driven to do things contrary, or that's not written in your book of the Old Testament, like in Leviticus. Like you tell us how to eat in Leviticus chapter 11. You tell us not to eat swine, and preachers, you should preach that. You should not eat swine. If you don't know what a swine is pig. And he gives pig meat, pork chops, bacon, all those things we are not supposed to eat. And I'm telling you, sheep, I'm in my prayer. I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow you yourself to read what is written in the Bible so that you can save your own soul. You go to your church, and I find when I drive around on Sundays, many cars are at the many different churches, so I know that our people, many of you, are going to church. I pray that our Father will have the ministers who he has called to pastor over you, convict him to start preaching to you what is in the Bible, so that if you do not read what's in the Bible, what that pastor preaches to you will save your soul if you are obedient to what he tells you and not let you go astray. You're not supposed to do anything that you want and then go sit up in church. I ask the pastors if he knows that you are homosexual or living in sin. That might be many of you in the church. Ask you to leave and ask the church board to let you leave. It's not about how much money you put in church, sheep. Well, instead of sheep, the Bible calls you saints, but I call you sheep because you are. I was like you until God called me to feed his sheep, and he told me that, and I would not for 27 years of my life. I did not, but he finally gave me the courage to do what I'm doing right now. Father, this is my prayer to teach repentance, and that is for the sheep to change or stop doing what they're doing in forgiveness so that they can come in to your kingdom. Father, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I also thank you for giving us sheep, me included, sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. In the Ten Commandments, it tells you, the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. If you do not know what the Sabbath day is, it is the seventh day of the week, also known as Saturday. Listen to my program, and then you will be following what our Heavenly Father told you. Your pastors, you can go to church on your Sunday. That it's okay, but a fellow named Constantine in the Bible, well, in your history books, he changed the worship of Sabbath day to a Sunday. And that's what I want you sheep to remember. Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening and ending on Saturday evening or Sabbath evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's with you. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, or in your notebook. That's the new thing that's going. Excuse me, I am burping. I may say something that you will want to refer to a little later on. Now, sheep, last Sabbath, I left off reading to you from the book of Exodus chapter 10. And I left off at verse 12. I want to finish reading all of Exodus chapter 10, and then I will go into today's lesson, the eternal word in John chapter 1. Let's go. Turn your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 10. Let's start reading at verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the field, even all that the hail hath left. Now, I'm going to stop there at verse 13, and I should not stop because you sheep know how fast I read, and that is not very fast. In January of this year, when I started reading the book of Luke, I made an error and said Luke chapter 10. So I said that after I finished reading the book of Luke, and we did finish reading that 2 weeks ago. And last week I started reading chapter 10. I said I would read Exodus chapter 10 because I had made that error and said Exodus chapter 10. I think that our Heavenly Father wants us to know something about what's in chapter 10. And I told you last week that the 10 plagues given to Egypt for Egypt to let our people go were: one, a water was changed to blood; two, frogs; three, lice. Now, I understand that lice does not stick on the black scalp like it does on people's scalps that have straight hair. Flies was number four. The fifth one is livestock disease. Livestock are your cattle, your camel, horses, sheep. And the sixth one is boils on men and beasts. The seventh plague is hail. That's right before the eighth plague, and that's what I'm reading about now. Eighth plague is locust. The ninth plague is darkness. And the tenth plague is death of the firstborn. Let's pick up reading here at verse 13. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon all the land that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought forth locusts. Verse 14. And the locusts were over all the land of Egypt and rest in the coast of Egypt. Very grievous. And grievous means severe or serious. They were before them. There were no such locusts as they, neither after them such shall be such. Verse 15. And they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and all the fruit of the trees. Trying to get myself situated. All the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh, and I told you last week that Pharaoh is a ruler in ancient Egypt. They were called pharaohs. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste. Haste means to hurry. And he said, I have sinned against your God, against the Lord your God, and against you. Therefore, forgive, I pray you, my sins only this once. And entreat means to ask or beg the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. And he's talking about the locusts being covered the land and eating everything up. Verse 18, and he's talking about Moses and Aaron. He didn't say, and Aaron. He just said, and he went out from Pharaoh and entreated. He asked the Lord or begged the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness all over the land of Egypt 3 days. they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Verse 24, and Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go, you serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be saved. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, you must give also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not be an hoof left behind, and for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come there. Thither means there. I am burping again. Verse 27. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. And when it says harden his heart, that means he toughened his heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get you from me. Take heed. Heed means to pay attention to yourself. See my face no more, for in that day you shall, for in that day that you, let me read verse 23 again. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me, take heed to yourself, see my face no more, for in that day you seest my face, you shall die. And Moses said, you have spoken well, I will see your face again no more. And we are finished reading Exodus chapter 10. I hope we all get an understanding of what has been read. Now, let us turn to John in the New Testament. John is the book that follows Luke. And remember, 2 weeks ago, I finished reading the book of Luke. And in the book of Luke, my eyes were really open. I did not know that Esau was not in Jesus' genealogy until I read Luke 23, when Esau, the Edomian, or the Edomite, better known as the white man, is not in the book of, is in Jesus' genealogy. I turned to Matthew chapter 1 and read it, the genealogy of Jesus. And it was, Esau's name was not listed a second time. Therefore, the white man is not part of Jesus' genealogy, although they have painted white Christ and tried to make this Bible look like them. But it's not. It's written about us. And it's high time that our pastors start preaching what really is in the Bible. It's about us, black folk. Now, let's start reading John. And we're going to read the book of John until we finish. And I don't know where we'll go after that. Let's start at John chapter 1, verse 1. It reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and in the life was the light of men. Sheep, I want to take note of the word light. Light means to me, now that I'm reading this Bible, is awareness, enlightenment, or understanding, wisdom, letting us know who we are. We are the children of God, not only the children of Abraham, but we go back to Adam. We are of the first people that when he made people, he made us special. He made Adam and Eve for us. We are their children. Let's go back to the book of John. I think I left off at verse 5. And it reads, "And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So what is darkness? And what is comprehend? I know comprehend means to understand. So the darkness, doing everything in the world that those other children he made, they were in darkness. But we, the children of Adam, are in light. There is another group of people that were made in the Bible. It's in the book of Genesis. I don't have time to turn there and get it now because I only have about 8 minutes left. And you know how fast I read. That is not very fast. If I remember, next Sabbath, I will tell you where to find it in the book of Genesis. But I think it might be, let me go on. I don't want to tell you what I think. Verse 7, we're in John chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 6, because I just read about the darkness. And I'm saying that darkness is that you're unaware. And comprehended means that you do not understand. But we are made to understand. God has given us this book. Let's pick up reading at verse 6. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light." And that light is Jesus. Jesus brought that light. And that light that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Let me interject here. That's why the United States of America says you can abort your child, because they know that Jesus came through a black woman, and that black woman is us. He wants us to abort our children. Do not abort your children, because Jesus might send, God might send another Jesus through us. And I'm too old now, but maybe, you never know. Verse 11, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That is powerful. I won't say what I'm thinking. Let's read verse 14. And he said unto flesh, I want you to meditate on verses 12 and 13, and maybe you'll come up with the understanding that I have come up with. Let me pick up reading at verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Beheld means to see or saw His glory. The glory was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was he of whom He spake. He that cometh after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me. And all of the fullness have all we received in grace for grace. Let me read verse 16 again. And of His fullness have we all received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's important to know. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared. And declared means He has declared Him. Declared means made announcement or acknowledged Him or made known. So we now know who Jesus Christ was, a black man. So when Jesus comes back, you're going to see someone that looks like me, a black person, even though in the book of Daniel, it says that he was like a green color. Well, my skin has olive green, olive in it. So we are like the children of Israel. I need to find that. Make note. Find the olive skin, the skin of Jesus, Daniel, so I can read that to you next Sabbath. And when Jesus comes back, you will see that He looks like us. They're doing all this space travel. Jesus is going to come to them, you know, us. He's going to come to the world. Let me read this verse 19, and I will pick up at verse 20 next Sabbath. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent their priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask them, "Who are you?" And we're stopping here in Luke 1 at verse 20, and we'll pick up the Sabbath. Let us sheep have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank You. We, Your scattered sheep, thank You for Your constant protection from the evil one, and given us this day our daily bread, and forgiven us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus, the name given to Him by white men. Amen. Amen. Sheep, remember to take our Father with you. Every soul. And if if God will, I will be back with you next time.
Your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another that heaven might find a place their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.